Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
1212, how's it going? This is Shlomo. You're listening to
Sheffield Live.
Sheffield Live.
Get your campaign on Sheffield Live.
Yeah, that's right. Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, also available on DAB Block 11C for those in the local region. So without further ado, nobody's listening, but if you are, you know, nobody say nothing to nobody else. You understand? Let's jump straight in. CV,
yeah, good
is
evening.
In the good house.
Evening. Yeah, good evening. Yeah.
You know? And G, if you're listening, just hold tight.
Yeah, just.
But we're there, you know?
Hold tight.
And hopefully next week, you know, you're with us too.
Wait, yeah, let's have two fire gun. All right. All right, gun shot a fire.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, let's have. Yeah,
different let's style, have. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got a lot to say this evening. But first, before we get into the big stuff with the boxing, Mr. Parker's been a naughty boy. Mr. Parker, actually, Joseph Parker, former heavyweight champ, is facing a possible ban from boxing after testing positive for the cocaine substance.
Yo. I heard about you know, that. I heard about that just now.
You know, Parker 33 failed a drugs test before the fight against Fabio Wardley on the 26th of last month. He tested tested by the Voluntary Anti-Doping Association VADA on the 25th of October. The fight was actually the day after. Sources have confirmed that the BBC have spoken to Parker, tested positive for the recreational drug and non-performance enhancing drugs. Promoter Queensbury said Mr. Parker returned an adverse finding in relation to his bout with Fabio. While the matter is investigated further, no additional comment will be made. Well, I think Parker's got a lot to say about that, you know. You know, being a naughty boy, I mean, the facts around the drugs, they're saying that, you know, there's no sort of difference between the chemical or the physical makeup of the drug legally. It's like, what is it intending to do? Is he hoping to benefit from that? You know, especially in competitive sports. Benefits of cocaine. You'd probably get some energy from it. You'd get confidence from it. Your alertness will be heightened by it. And also the impact. Maybe it would last between 15 and 20 minutes, depending on the hit. For some people also as well, it might depending on kind of like age and weight and stuff as well.
How much did they say that they found it?
They didn't really say how much, what is in his system and stuff.
The fact is, the point is that they found something in there.
Yeah, 100%.
Right. So
and the thing is as well, because it was a day before they would have known about that, and this is how kind of like sport works sometimes.
It is.
Because it was a big fight.
That's right. They've sold tickets. Everybody's turned
that's
up.
That's right.
They're saying,
you know, they've got the TV rights.
Yeah.
Like I said, people are turning up.
Yeah,
big,
yeah.
Big bout, me and bout.
That's right.
What would happen if they said, you know what?
You can't fight.
Yeah, because you have drug in your system.
You've got some illegal substances in it. Right. It would be uproar.
Definitely.
It would be uproar. You know what I mean? So that's the reason why they had to let it go.
See,
and the thing is, it's kind of worked a little bit in their favour because he lost.
You know?
So the enhancement didn't really give him that much, is it? Because he lost.
True.
So.
That's right. You know?
If he'd have won, there'd have been a little bit more difference. Do you know what I mean? There'd have been a lot more inquiring. There'd have been like, well, the reason why he's won because he's took this, he's done that. But the fact was, he can get...
Tell them, TV.
Get catch, but the guy touch him in it.
Yeah, Fabio give him some gunshot, you say.
That's right.
You know? Yeah, Lord have mercy. Hear the shot, them. A lick shot tonight. Hey. You know, in a different kind of style. But yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, the seriousness of that. Ticket sell, big fight, TV rights. People want money, promoter want get beer. So to me, I think they've done a little skedaddle and just turned a blind eye and said, you know what? You know, Parker, you'll go fight this evening or you'll go fight tomorrow. Because the adverse was on the 25th of October. The fight was 26th, like I said. And they said, you know what? You know, weeks after the fight, we're going to expose you, you know? And it looks like you're going to be facing a ban, you know. Parker could receive up to 2 years, but could also be suspended as little as 3 months, depending on the circumstances.
Is that a band?
Yeah. So, you know, a ban would be handed by UKAD, the British Boxing Board of Control. UKAD, however, did not administer this test and will need to conduct his own investigation. Parker UK manager Spence Brown said, we are in total shock at the findings, you know. It's very early days and we will get to the bottom of it. Yeah, well, you know, how do you get to the bottom of a positive failed drug test with cocaine, you know? Yeah, I mean, remember Liam Cameron, he was given a 4-year ban in 2019 for testing positive, you know, for metabolic acid of cocaine. But rules have now changed since that. Then with the rugby league player, Adam Ruslin, getting a 3-month ban in, you know, well, last year for testing positive for MDMA. Parker was hoping to put himself in a position for a fight against undisputed, you know, Usyk, but was upset by Britain's Wardley at the O2 Arena. I mean, if somebody on the street has got, you know, found with, you know, cocaine, or if they had to do a drug test for work, I don't know, like, say, somebody who does a driving job, driving job,
correct,
for work, if they got tested positive, they're getting sacked. Getting sacked, pension, everything gone.
It is, that's correct. That is absolutely correct.
And if the police was brought in, I think it's going to be a minimum of a fine, you know. But yeah, that person's losing the job. No two doubts about it at all, you know. But, I mean, that quite surprised me as well with Parker.
It does me, because he comes across as a decent guy. An upstanding guy.
Yeah.
So, for me, if you protect that... Now, I'm going to hold back my little judgment. Pam Parker, you know, because it there's many substances what contain, you know, the cocaine, you know, in a
okay.
Right? So we're not sure what it is yet, right? But I am surprised that he's got catch with that. I really am surprised, because my man's an upstanding guy. Well, he comes across like that to me.
Yo, just rewind that again. What I say?
Eh?
Rewind that. What I say?
I'm saying that. Yeah, I'm a little bit shocked about Mr. Parker. I didn't really think he'd be coming with them kind of styles and patterns. You understand?
Yeah, because, like you say, he comes across as a decent smad, innit?
Yeah, you know, upstanding guy.
It's kind of good.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm not feeling sorry for him. Like Chris Eubank Jr. would say, "Them a cheat."
Yeah, that's,
you know,
one of his favorite sayings.
Yeah, and once a cheat, always a cheat.
What he says,
you know,
that's what he says,
and you're unforgiven,
yeah,
you know, no matter what. Mr. Parker, you better wall a ban and a fine as well, you know. But do you know what I mean? Like I say, what's kind of sad but understandable is that the authorities knew about it.
Yeah, and let it carry on.
Let the fight carry
on. That's right, that's
right.
And
they must have said something to Wardley as well, to say, look, you know, your opponent, your dancing partner's been, had an adverse drug effect. What do you want to do? He must have known as well, and he probably would have said, yeah, we'll fight. Obviously, they want a payday, because if that fight did have got called off, I think the worst... Wardley could have maybe sued Parker or something for maybe a loss of earnings,
or
something like that. But he'll collect more from the win, obviously.
That's right. Correct.
You know what I mean? And on show, you know, so...
He's collected millions.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, I don't know. I'm just going to throw a little spanner in the works as well. You know, maybe that's something else why the referee... stepped in a little bit early. You know, there's corruption in all kinds of sports, and maybe that might just add a little span in the works.
Why? I'm not going to say nothing.
Yeah, me know all you feel about that, but I just think that, yeah, with the corruption going off and the bribes and the betting and scandals and that, maybe that's just another one for a rainy day to talk about. Sticking with the boxing... The big one, I suppose it depends what angle you want to look from it, and that's Eubank Jr. and Conor Benn, both weighed in for the rematch at Spurs' stadium tomorrow. I mean, the first fight was on back in April on the 26th. But Eubank failed to weigh in for the correct weight. It was just like 5 pounds over. But he got slapped with a £375,000 fine. And that money went to Conor Benn.
Yeah. So that he can buy new Rolls Royce.
See it there? You know? and then, you know, just a recap of that. I think Benn was punching something like from the wild west, you know, that them bombs what he was throwing was coming from Gaza, you know what I mean? But you know, I think a more controlled Conor Benn it's got to be a more controlled Conor Benn this time, and you know, yeah, he's looking good. I mean, Eubank bought Bo Mackin to, you know, a guy who he's worked with before. I think it should be another interesting scrap. Don't you think so?
Well, I wasn't going to watch it, you know.
What? You weren't going to watch it?
Because I thought it was kind of pantomime. He's over there. Where? He's over there. Hey. Yeah, that's why I thought it was pantomime business, right? Because I'm thinking, you've already done it already. I listened to a little something on YouTube, right? Not promoting YouTube, but I'm just saying I listened to it, right? And they were saying stuff like, oh, he's got to honor the name. And I'm thinking, honor which? Weird. Where you go?
Top man, you know?
He said, oh, he's got to honor the name. So I'm thinking, which part am I going to honor name? I said, at the ending of the day, right, you're already 2-0 down. Because daddy broke up daddy, then you don't get a draw, and you broke, and Junior come broke you up again. So it's a 2-0, innit?
It's
so
true.
To me, I can't really see how you're saying you're going to honor name. Honor which part? Which part of name you're going to honor? But we'll see tomorrow. But everybody know, they say, oh, who do you want to win? I never changed my camp, me. I'm always a Eubanks man, me. I know the people said that I'm arrogant and I'm this, him, that, in that. But Rastafari.
Yes, Eubanks senior with that. You know? Oh, it go? Come again with that.
Yeah, when you know my man there. Because my man's dread, you know. In dread. You know what I say? When you hear him talk, say, him a done, gargan. Listen to him talking, he said. That's why then say, me a done, gargan. And then in the last part, then coming with Rastafari.
Aye.
Yeah. Are you that Chris? Weird. Yeah, come with them something there tonight.
Aye. You know?
Yeah, well.
Hey, do you know something about a fight? What's your thoughts about the dehydration clause, you know?
Right, okay.
In fact, let me drop it different, yeah? Let me just, let me ask you a couple of questions, yeah? I mean, if G was here, he'd be participating in this as well, but, you know, who executes their game plan better? Eubanks or Ben?
For me, Eubanks.
See?
For me, Eubanks, because yes, he's the bigger man, right? But at points, yes, I'm not going to say the Conor didn't touch him with a couple of knocks. But Conor, as you said, was doing north, west, and east.
It's true.
Yeah, he was doing north, west, and it's east, man. Yeah. And some of them north, west, and east weren't always connecting, right? Plus, Eubanks took the north, west, and east. Mm-hmm. He took them, right? And I'm not saying he didn't wobble him a little bit, he did. But for me, Eubanks stuck to his strategy, yeah. Him doing a little bit, and then I think it was the 11th round. I think time for 11th round. That's when Eubanks come.
I think it was.
That's when he come on strong.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Conor was like, you know, Conor was puffing and panting. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, and I do think Eubanks is ready for him again this time, because he knows this time Conor's not going to come swinging
this time.
Conor's going to come with a different tactic, right? He's going to be a little bit more patient.
I think earlier on, you're going to get some exchanges, you know?
Possibly.
They're going to wet up each other, and then the fight should settle down, you know, into a decent fight. I mean, last time around, like I said, on the 26th of April, it was a dog fight in there, yeah? You know, should we expect the same thing?
I think it might be a little bit different this time. I think it's going to be a little bit more tactical this time.
Mm-hmm.
And especially more from the Conor. Because if you've been watching the little showdown and the little talkings beforehand, he has not been as explosive as he was the first time. He hasn't been where, oh, I just want to knock him out. I just want to render him unconscious. I just want to, you know, them, you know, them foolishness, them. Yeah. You know, them follows there.
Yeah.
Right?
Render him, you know. Yeah. You know, your favorite word, that's it.
It's one of them, right? Them little follows business that he's been coming out with, right? Yeah, stop and listen. Mm-hmm. He hasn't come up with any of that.
I think it's kind of like said that he's matured. He's kind of like calmed down. Last time it was the adrenaline going off on, you know, the kind of like aggression and all that kind of thing.
I don't like him.
I don't control that. Yeah, but yeah. And I do blame his team for that.
Yeah.
Because they should have said, "Yo, what are you doing out there, man?
That's right.
We've got a game plan. That's what we work to.
That's right. You know, let's stick to it. Let's stick to it.
Yeah, because like if that was." You know, like a manager chatting to his players at half time, he'd be ripping pieces out of them, saying, "What the hell are you doing out
there?"
That's right. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
you know,
right,
this is
right.
not what
we said.
We bargained for. So yeah. the team must have said, "Listen, let him fight his fight." And yeah, he fought his fight,
all right.
Yeah, 100%.
But you asked me, and I'm saying I don't believe. He's going to come like that this time.
The same time.
Right.
It can't be. Yeah. I'm not saying that there's going to be no kind of explosive kind of like intervals and that with them. You know what I mean? Of course there is. But kind of can't come with them kind of not eating salt and that Gaza style. You know what I mean? With them big bomb there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's got to come a lot more technical. This time 100%. Round. I mean, even Eubanks Jr. said, Connor's coming with this so-called, he said, calm approach and all this kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Which he has done.
Definitely.
Yeah, he definitely has done, right? But still, I still feel, sir, right, Mr. Eubanks will, like, you know, touch him in the ending, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
And then should the fight ever have taken place regarding the dehydration clause thrown in?
I would have said no, me. Because like Mr. Eubanks Sr. said, right, that dehydration, why? He said he wasn't even his son wasn't even sweating after the bout. So he wasn't even sweating, right? So
and did you see them pictures after the fight as well? Did you see his head?
Yeah.
So it swelled up.
Yeah.
Balloon up that can't be right.
That's
what
he's saying.
Right. You know what I mean? It's
not.
It's not normal. You know. But you know. He's agreed to it.
He
comes clean and he says, like, yeah, he loves the money and that what it brings. You know what I mean? So
his papa said, listen, you know when your father and your mother said, listen, me I tried to talk to him, but him now listen. So if him now go listen, whatever come for him, we him have to take it. Right, because if you can't hear, you will feel. That's what mommy said. Oh, yeah, come with counterattacks. All right.
Hey, you know, the dehydration clause, you know, it's kind of crazy for me. The clause limits the amount of weight a fighter can regain between weigh-in and also the fight night to a maximum of 10 pounds or, you know, a total of 170 also as well. So, yeah, very, very, very dangerous kind of like clause. But, you know... Some people would say, yeah, he should never be in at a ring, and like his father would say as well, but his father's going to be there. And I mean, Yeah, but you know, I don't know if you heard as well, but people are saying that his papa got paid for being there in the first one.
Yeah.
On the 26th. Yeah. Do you know me personally? I'm not buying that, me.
Do you know what?
Me not buy it.
No. I totally agree. I don't think he got paid for nothing. I don't think he got paid anything. But, I mean, you've got people like Nigel saying, okay, all right, you know what you know. Well, what you know better be strong, aya.
See it there?
It better be strong. Because me personally, I don't see Eubanks taking any money for that. I honestly thought he wasn't going to turn up. So, it was a surprise.
Yeah, 100%, you know? 100% surprise. But, again, you know, it's kind of... And who are you calling for the fight? Who's going to win for you? You know, are you kind of sitting on the fence? Can you see either going, you know, either way? Is Eubanks going to... You know, keep the Eubanks name at the top of the tree. Or is kind of Ben going to kind of equal it?
Equal what, duo? Him not equal nothing. Equal means when him... If we're looking at the honour of the name, you have the Ben name and you've got the Eubanks name. And if we're talking about the honour of the name, right, trying to equal it up, how can you equal it up? Because you know, just hear me just tell you, sir. Right? Eubanks Senior, in the first fight, broke him up. You know, like how you broke up Rock. You know, when you come back from, you know, when you come back from Blackpool and all them places there, and you start broke two pieces of Rock for hand out. Right? He broke him up like that. So, he was the winner the first one. Second one, yes, they're saying, oh, it wasn't no draw, it was Ben what should have won it, right? But the history books will tell you, no matter where you say, well, oh, him should have win, or that one should have win, history books tells you, say, a draw, right? That's that one, that's them two, they know. Then now the two youth man, them come on the scene now. The two youth man come, and you know, see what happened in the first one? You know, see, my man just come in there, and give him two clap, pop, 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 pop. In it, you know, when you get them clap, they pop, pop, pop. And that's what him get. And referee have to come in and hold him up, and tell him, say, all right, nobody cry, don't cry. And daddy have to hold him too, right? So to me. Oh, me see that now. If we're looking at the honor of the Ben and the Eubanks. That not 2-0? Oh.
Very kind of strong words there from Mr. V.
A 2-0 Rasta, 2-0. You can't equal that to... Anyway, I'm just... You've heard him say, oh, this is his last fight at 160.
Who said that?
Ben. He said that's his last fight at 160. He want go back down to theme weight so that he can start to win some champion.
He want some title, but you know what?
Title weight.
I don't. Them man, they say never say never. You know, I'm for our next fight. You know, never say never because never know in boxing. You never know.
If we're talking title, yeah. Ben's all right, but...
Ben's got the age to...
To get there.
Yeah, to get there.
He has. Where's Eubanks? Eubanks is more near the ending of the scale.
Yeah.
Right? And if I'm being honest with you, and you know some me a Eubanks man, right? I've got to talk out the truth. I don't think he could go up against people like, you know, is it Crawford and all them kind of people? He can't go into them kind of ring there with them.
Yeah, I think the only thing for that, for me, because he'd be fighting under the flag and the interest, Ben V, Crawford or whatever, you know, it would generate some interest, but yeah, Crawford's just like one of them immortal man them, you know what I mean? What you can't disregard, you know? A special talent, as so somebody would say, you know? Sticking with boxing, and obviously, you know, we've got December coming up around the corner. What comes with December? Pantomime time and all them kind of things. And maybe is this the biggest pantomime ever? You know? With AJ, a possible fight with Jake Paul. You know? You know, I know, I can hear it. I can hear the size and stuff like that. I can hear, you know, I can, you know, just imagine people listening to it on the air thinking, oh my God, yeah. You know? I mean, if that fight does kick off, Joshua can't leave that arena without a win. You know? Can't leave the arena without a win.
Listen.
You know?
Listen. You've got that Jake Paul, right? Who was a YouTube man, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. He then stepped into this boxing thing, right? And okay, he's done well at it, right? And he's reeling off names like Tyson and all them. But you are fighting these people, right? When they're past it, when they've done, right? Right, because we all know he couldn't have stepped in at the ring in Tyson's prime. He couldn't have stepped in there with him. They won't have allowed it.
100%.
They won't have allowed 100%. It, right?
Totally agree.
So, this fight now, where he's fighting, Joshua's looking at the Khan. If he's getting 50, he's getting 50 million.
There's no incentive available for him, is it?
He's looking at the Khan, but you're telling people that you're ready to get back the world belt and all them kind of thing there.
I know.
He's fighting Jake Paul going to put you.
I totally agree. I mean, do you think it would kind of like tarnish Joshua's legacy, or you know, he's kind of like what he's built up over the years? Would it kind of, would people then see him in a different light, even? You know? I mean, what's Joshua's, 36, Jake Paul, 28. Joshua's still aiming for the big fights. Well, I think he's taken not a step back, but quite a few step backs if he does get into that ring. And I believe the fight will happen. And the reason
it's going to happen.
The reason why I'm saying this, listen to Eddie Hearn.
Possibly, I mean, I think everyone jumped the gun last night. There has been some conversations. Our focus is on 2026. We have a big fight planned for February and a big fight, hopefully, against Tyson Fury next summer. We may run out in 2025. We were just going to go and have a low-key fight somewhere. If that's going to go and destroy the run of Mr. Paul and make several tens of millions of dollars in the process, maybe. Nothing confirmed yet.
That gives it away. Nothing confirmed yet. I believe that there's talks, what have happened already behind the scenes. They'll probably get the circus on. I mean, they haven't got long to announce it, you know, if they want to sell some things. But I think sometimes you get sick of seeing these kind of like fights and that. I mean, Jake Paul and Tyson, that was terrible. It was terrible.
And there's also conditions as well, isn't there? Right? Is it a proper fight or is it an exhibition fight? This fight, if it was to take place, is it going to be an exhibition fight or is it going to be a proper fight? Because if it's an exhibition fight, then Joshua can't land him with no proper punch. If it's an exhibition fight, because he will send him, man.
Yeah, he'll knock him out.
A Jupiter, he must send him to, you know. Jupiter. I tell you, sir, if anywhere Joshua puts something on him now, right? My man, right? You know, like them cartoon. And when you see them, when you see them cartoon, them character, and them get knocked out, and you see couple star. Yeah, eh? When you see them star there, oh, Lord, Kwan Shaka. Hey. Yeah. Yeah, when you see them stars I spin round, I'm talking Jake Paul, right? It's just silly. So that's what I'm saying. Is it going to be a proper fight or is it going to be exhibition fight?
They'll probably try to label it and sell it as a proper fight. Because, do you know what I mean? But we know
it can't be. Because there's got to be some like
it's not gonna happen.
They're gonna say that, you know, like Joshua, you can't listen.
Because if do you know what? If they labelled it as an exhibition, it'd have less pulling criteria than a proper fight. And I think that they'll label it as a proper and try to sell it, but I mean, I don't know who's going to be interested in
exactly
that.
What some people, you know, will want. Then some people will, because it's the Tyson one.
Yeah, it's true, because like some people get like kind of like high over them stupid wrestling business.
Oh,
and
you
that,
mean
the WWF
and all them foolishness.
So it's just took into the boxing,
and that is strictly pantomime. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What I'm saying, you like when he fought Tyson were restricted.
He was told,
you know,
don't bother hurting.
You can't do this and you can't do that. So to me, what's the point in watching it? I never watched that foolishness.
To be fair, I kind of tuned in and I probably watched maybe about four minutes plus. And, you know, I might as well have kind of like put on some glove myself.
Nah.
And go in there so because it was just stupidness. You know?
Nah, I never watched them foolishness.
Yeah.
Nah, you might as well. If you want to watch something, you might as well watch, you know, Papaya and Bruno. Papaya and Bruno, where they call him Brutus, or where they call him.
Yeah.
Right? Them two did a fight, innit? And then Papaya just broke one spinach tin and just get chang.
You know what I mean? And muscle just start for pop out.
That's right.
Like he made get swell and
you
all
might
them
well things. You might as well watch that. Yeah. Because they are foolishness. I'm not even bothering to watch it. It's just foolishness.
I mean, you know, how much did you say if the fight does take place?
I was looking at 50 million.
For 50 million, he'll do that. He'll do it. He'll not turn that down. You know what I mean? You might as well say that fight's in the bag for me. You know what I mean? You know, collecting them kind of money for Prancerone and that. Who's not going to do that? You know what I mean? It's an easy payday. It's not really his fault because people are pushing that fight. If they're sticking a cheque or, you know, in front of his face, they'll sign on the dotted line.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's
you know?
Right. That's right.
But yeah, you know, pantomime season always brings up something, you know?
Listen.
You know? Season of goodwill.
I can hear that pantomime right now. You mean that them in the ring and you hear my man, they hear Jake Paul. I say, hey, Anthony, remember, Anthony, remember, you can't touch me on the right side, you know. Hey, you just give me a heavy hook. No, that's not in the contract. Come on, come. Nah, man, what kind of foolishness is that? Nah, that's where that, man, that's where. Nah, I'm not in a doubt at all. Not in a doubt.
Yeah.
We are giving too much earplay anyway. Move on to something.
Well, you know, obviously sport tickles a lot of people's fancies, you know what I mean? So you have the good, the bad and the ugly and stuff and, you know. F1 into the fast lane and, you know, the F fans out there. Some news that F1 team has extended the F1 Academy contract for the women. The current contract, which started in 24 last year, was due to come to an end. So I presume that was only going to be for 1 year. But the F1 Academy has announced a new multi-year partnership that will seal the F1 team's back drivers in the championship. And this is for, like I said, for the women in the F1 game. I believe that the contract's worth between 30 to 38 mil. That's my kind of like understanding of it. for the female drivers. You know, F1 said that they're not just providing a platform for the current generation of female drivers. Together, we're building a pathway to support generations of talent to come. We'll continue to be impressive, and by the depths of the female talent coming out of the world of karting, and are encouraged by the growth of the strength of emerging the talent pool, you know. So yeah, fair play to that. Extended the contract of the F1 Academy for the women.
So sorry to cut in on you. So really, they're coming in line with every other, all the other sport then, basically.
Yeah, I mean, the, you know, people behind the scenes probably would have kicked up a fuss and said, look, you know, where's it going to go without funding? You know that, you know, to fund these things, money's important. And no doubt, they probably pushed and pushed and pushed, and they've got what they wanted as well. So, you know, I think it's all good. Fair play to them. Whoever's been pushing that, yeah, fair play. Into the, sticking in the fast lane, but on two legs, sprinter Bracey Williams given a 45-month doping ban. The authorities have said, well, this former World 100-metre silver medalist, Marvin Williams, has been given a 40-month ban, like I said, a doping offence, after a whistleblower triggered an investigation. So somebody behind the scenes has tapped somebody, probably received a little payday as well at the same time. And the 31-year-old American sprinter, you know, the runner was up at the last up at the 22 World Championships at Eugene in Octagon. It was also part of the USA men's four-time 100 metres relay team, which won silver, which means Great Britain are set to be upgraded to bronze. So, you know, upgraded to silver from bronze, sorry. You know, I mean, do you know, for me, you try to get as best you can medals as you can. And, yeah, I mean, I know they probably would have been delighted with the bronze, because of this faulting by Marvin Williams. Now they get upgraded to silver, so probably they'll get a, you know, they might get a few more pennies, you know, because I do believe that, you know, bronze brings a certain wage, silver brings a certain wage, and gold probably also brings a wage too. But this case is an example of the importance of cooperation between the likes of minded organisations and law enforcement teams or agencies when it comes to organised doping schemes. When the rules are applied as they should be, we can hold people accountable while also pursuing additional anti-doping rule violations and criminal charges. 45-month ban, which is, what, over three years.
Yeah, it is.
You know? Wow. I don't know if there's going to be any kind of like...
How old did you say he was?
Marv Johnson. How old is that guy? 31 years.
31 years, I do believe. Yeah, so yeah, yeah. What? 3 years now?
So he'd be about
34, 35. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that he'll be able to
represent again. Yeah, at them so, kind of levels.
Yeah. You've got to remember you've got the new up and coming one them now, right?
Probably finished.
Yeah, I'd have to say finished. You're done.
You'll probably end up being a coach or something like that.
Something
you know?
Like that. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
you know. So, another ban for another, you know, athlete. People will say, why do they do these things? Well, obviously, it's risk reward, isn't it? You know?
A big reward for some of them.
And they're looking the reward.
That's right.
And sometimes, you know, they can get lucky and sometimes they can be unlucky too, you know. I mean, in athletics, they're monitoring a drug which, you know, at the moment it's legal. You can take it for weight loss. So, yeah, I mean, WADA, monitoring, couldn't get my words out there, but monitoring a weight loss drug. You know, and but it's also got the potential that they can misuse. I think you can misuse most drugs, to be honest with you. Currently, there are no outright bans for a weight loss drug, but monitoring helps WADA gather data to determine if a ban is needed or a violation in the spirit of the sport. I think whenever they start monitoring a drug, I think nine times out of ten, it gets banned because, you know, there'll be, you know, you can abuse drugs depending on the route where you take it, whether you crush it,
yep,
or whether it's whole or whatever. So there's various ways, isn't there, to misuse drugs. So we'll watch out for that, you know. I'm not sure if we're just gonna jump into kind of like a little football thing here. I'm just gonna find something about Alexander Isak when he kind of like left
Newcastle.
When he left Newcastle,
I was talking about him recently. And now Alexander, everybody thought to themselves, they said, yeah, right, when Liverpool get him, right, Liverpool will be unstoppable, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he'll be banging in goals. Mm-hmm. Just like my man is banging in goals. And you know what I said? Yeah, he's banged in goals for Newcastle, but he has to stay fit because he's injury prone, him. He spent a lot of... There was quite a bit of time that he was out at the Newcastle side,
mm-hmm,
right? With injury.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so Liverpool have to look at that when they make that investment. Well, they've made the investment on him. How many appearances has he done so far? I don't even think he's done three. I mean,
been on the bench.
I might stand to be corrected. And if it's true, well... I hold my hand up and say, yeah, all right, I've got that one wrong. But I know he hasn't made that much appearances for Liverpool.
Do you think, because he wasn't obviously involved in a decent pre-season, he basically didn't really have one.
He didn't have one,
you know,
no,
because
right,
he was on the sidelines and that and training right behind the scenes.
Right.
Do you think that's got anything to do with it? Or, do you think this has got something to do with it? Do you reckon that?
Right, okay, that's the first I've heard that.
Do you think there's any truth in it?
Because it's only that's what I'm saying.
Allegedly.
That's what I'm saying, that I'm not prepared to sort of make any comments on that, really, because I'm not, that's the first time I've heard that, so I'm not prepared to go down that route.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair enough. I'll kind of like take over, I'll jump in at the deep end, then I'm mine at all, you know? But, It wouldn't surprise me if...
Why is that then? What would here surprise you?
Was correct. Because like I said, I mean, you know, to miss a pre-season, the intensity of, you know, friendly matches and, you know, the bonding with your teammates and stuff like that is missed a hell of a lot. And at them kind of levels, we're talking, you know, top end of the Premiership as well. We're not talking sort of like conference or anything like that. These guys have got to be in tip top condition, you know, so the condition, the recovery, the training, you know, in a unit is far greater than, say, training like kind of on your own. I mean, it's almost like, you know, guys who sort of like train on their own or who are not with the unit don't seem to be on that kind of like level, really. And with him missing a hell of a lot of pre-season, if he was to like take, you know, if these alleged allegations are founded, it would make sense, you know what I mean, to get himself up to speed, you know, especially going from Newcastle to Liverpool. He would need to hit the ground running to justify
the big price,
that price tag on his head.
Yeah.
He's obviously fell short of that.
He has.
Big time. So the question mark for me is watch this space, you know, because like you said, if that is true, you know that a ban's coming his way.
What are
Liverpool going to do? Are they going to say, hey, listen, you know, we want some compensation. You know, you're going to get a fine. You know, you're going to get a ban and stuff like that. Or would they put an arm around him behind the scenes and say, look, get your head down. You owe us, depending on how it goes. Some people might say, do you know what? There's no smoke without fire.
Again,
you know?
Yeah.
You've got that as well. But, you know, like we said, just watching that space, you know, and just sharing that with the sweet talking sport world out there. You know what I mean? Because we deliver, you know? We find them kind of stories what other channels don't, you know? If you're out there, we'll expose you. Mm. Yeah? So just watch yourself. Mm. Isaac, we are comfy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, me hear that car. Me hear that cut before, you know. Yeah. We are comfy.
Hey! You know? Definitely. Yeah, time's moving on. 1852.
Yeah, listen, yo. We have to go back on a recap of last week Premiership, innit? Because right now, we're talking about Inters, isn't it? Internationals, but...
Well, to be honest, I've not got it on the agenda.
What, the Internationals?
Yeah.
Nah.
You can drop it if you want.
What, the Internationals? I'm not... Internationals, I mean, Internationals is Internationals, innit? I mean, they've... I don't know. Did they win yesterday? Did England win?
Boy, you go for it because you deal with it. So, you know, may I go take five from this and
yeah,
it's over to you, you know. Until it's not my strongest subject, you know, but
it looks like they've won.
I can see that, you know, you want to get that off your chest, so, you know. Good luck, Rasta.
They've won 2-0. I think, what is it? They said they haven't conceded a goal. And they've won every game, haven't they? So, which is, right, fair enough. Well done. That's well done. Right? And they've now qualified for is it the World Cup? Is it? World Cup?
I don't know what cup they mean, whether World Cup or something.
Which is good. But... when we come to the nitty gritty, the serious bit, it's how are they going to handle that? But anyway, I'll switch on that and we'll just go back to last week's weekend Premiership. Now, unfortunately, last week, I was running on a different schedule last week, right? So, it was a bit hard to catch up, you know what I mean? But I did hear some of the predictions last week.
from my core, what I would call my core commentators, right? And for my game, Liverpool, Man City versus Liverpool, my fellow brethren G, he called a 2-2. And I thought, 2-2? There's a point there. There's a point there. That could happen. But I said, while listening, I said, nah, it's not going to be no 2-2. Because for the simple reason, right, Liverpool, right, are not as good as people thought they were. Because they were leaking like sieve. You know what the sieve that you use to sieve out the flour for when you make bread? That is what they were leaking like. If you look at their games, they were winning games in the last minute. I said, how long do you think that can keep going on for the season? They couldn't. So at the ending of the day, right, coming to us, I just thought to myself, nah, we're not going to lose this. And if everybody saw the game, you saw what happened. City just ran. I mean, there was a man there, right? We call him King Daku. The King. King Daku. Jeremy. Teared up Bradley. You know, like them Walker's crisp bag. He teared him up. He teared him up like ready salted. Cheese and onion. Prawn cocktail. Him tear him up. And then I had my little youth man who then called Mr. O'Reilly. And he was up against the King of Egypt. You know who the King of Egypt is. They call him Mr. Salah. Right? And he was up against him. Bearing in mind, my little man then, Riley, he's not a left back. He plays midfield. He's played midfield all his life for Man City in the academy, 18s, 21s, so that's where he's played. And he started to play left back recently. And he had Salah in his pocket. Salah was shouting loud, "Let me out, let me out, let me out."
Hey.
And we just look. A 3-0 as we gave them. So nah.
It's true. Mr. V, you've made your point big time, you know, reminiscing from last week's performance.
Yeah.
I just want to go into a few kind of like...
go on.
You know, obviously, January's, a bit away, but there's rumours starting already, transfer, a bit of gossip and stuff.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say, what about this one? Ivan Toney to Spurs.
That could be a goal.
I reckon so.
That could be a goal. He's
linking up with his ex-manager.
Yep, that could be a goal.
And I think Toney would jump on a plane for that.
And I think Toney would definitely give them some scoring power.
I think so, 100%. And that's probably what they need also as well. I mean, Toney, what, 29? Has he still got bits and pieces in his locker? Has he still got a lot to offer?
I would say yes.
I think... If he does sign come January, I think there'll be something in his contract about keep out of them William Hill and all them kind of thing and Paddy Power. Keep out.
Maybe. Do a close door upon him.
I mean, Barcelona sniffing around Harry Kane.
Really?
I was kind of shocked to hear that one, but his goal tally does kind of like say something.
It stands up for itself.
Spurs interested in Illiman Ndai.
That's another good. That would be another good buy.
100%.
But Everton, I don't see why Everton will let him go because Everton are doing quite well with him.
Money's, I think, yeah. You'll be talking over 60s, maybe 70s what, for that.
To buy him, you mean?
For Ndai, 100%. Okay. So I think they'd cash in on that,
no doubt
at all.
Yeah.
Napoli.
And then they might put little money there towards that. That little money where them get, they could just use that for draw my man Grealish.
See it there? Napoli.
sniffing around Manu. I think that would be a good one for him as well.
Kopi Manu or from
Man United.
Okay.
And seriously, running out of time in Arsenal.